Hey, it's John Moe. On this week's episode of Wits, we get a peek inside Dr. Valverde's insect spa. It's not a spa for insects. It's a spa filled with insects.
Imagine a handful of mealworms on your face. Now imagine thousands of them.
Plus, a pop song correspondence from the Rock and Rollsburg Civil Engineering Department to Mayor Grace Slick.
Dear Mayor Slick, I know we built this city on rock and roll. That's the problem. Another overpass collapsed today. Not surprising, given that it was built entirely out of electric guitars.
And we're joined by guests NFL punter and author Chris Cluey, comedian, author, and This American Life regular Dave Hill, and singer-songwriter Sarah Watkins.
From APM American Public Media and Minnesota Public Radio, this is Wits. I'm John Moe.
An open letter to Miley Cyrus. Dear Miley, sometimes when I think of you, I wonder who you are. I mean, I really actually don't know. You're a singer, right? Or an actress or a sculptor? I think your dad is the achy, breaky, purple, nurple heart guy. Anyway, you're a mystery to me. Is naked involved? I can't be sure. Don't have cable. Don't read gossip websites. I think I got your name right, so I feel pretty good about myself, and that's great news for both of us, but only me. It sounds like other people are concerned about you and your habits and choices and are writing you open letters to show everyone else that they're concerned about you, although not concerned enough to send a private letter just to you. From what I gather, these public letters are about how important privacy is. I want to be a part of this. Looky, 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 look how great I am and kind I am, and pay attention to me as I write to Mapley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus, are you the same person as Drake? I work in public radio. I know many things about the United Arab Emirates. Miley, please don't get as much publicity and instead give some to me. Maybe that's what this letter is for. I'm not sure about math, but maybe there's only so much publicity in the world, and we have to make sure it gets shared like potatoes in the old Soviet Union. You're not a pro athlete, are you? I can't really keep track, but I care, and I'm worried about you or something. Please don't hesitate to call or write if you need anything from me. I mean absolutely anything. And don't really call or write, because honestly, just saying that you could here in this open letter is really what's in it for me. And that's what I care about. That sentence I just said featured the phrase, I care. And if you did call, I would be confused, because once more, I don't know who you are and why are you calling me, and I might scream or cry. Miley Cyrus, I hope you don't overdose or take over the world or turn into a velociraptor. You may have done that already. I would have no way of telling. Sincerely, and also insincerely, John. We have a terrific show for you this week. Musician, singer, songwriter Sarah Watkins is with us. And he's a comedian, author, regular on This American Life, and a rock and roll music maker. Dave Hill joins us as well. Coming to the stage now here at the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul, he's the author of the book Beautifully Unique Sparkle Ponies. He's a political activist, a top-ranked video game player, NFL punter as well, Chris Cluey. Chris Cluey, welcome to Wits.
Thank you for having me.
I'm trying to think how to describe you. Who are you and what are you doing here?
Well, right now I am currently unemployed, so I'm kind of a vagrant that wandered off the street.
You're easily available for variety shows on public radio.
Yeah, you know, bar mitzvahs, weddings, I do them all.
But you are kind of a weirdo. You write books.
Yes.
You campaign for social causes.
Yes.
And it was the marriage issue here in Minnesota, too, wasn't it?
It was.
That was a bit of activism and a bit of outspokenness that wasn't common among football players. Tell people kind of what you did there.
Yeah, so it was during the marriage amendment debate last year, and I thought the amendment was a dumb idea because it oppressed people.
The
amendment was to ban same-sex marriage, which I'm not a favor of enshrining into a state's constitution. And I said so quite loudly and vociferously. So that drew some attention.
As you said, you are an unemployed punter.
Yes. There might be some dots connecting there.
Well, is that why? Is your outspokenness on same-sex marriage why you're not punting in the league today?
I honestly don't know because I'm not in the meetings with the GMs, with the coaches. You know, I don't know what's said there, what the rationale is. I just know that I can still punt a football a very long ways. So if a team needs a punter, I am available.
Okay. you started the current NFL season in training camp with the Oakland Raiders. Mm-hmm. And you wrote about your experience online about being in that training camp with another punter who you were competing with for a job, and there can, you know, only one punter makes the team. And
like Highlander.
What it is. What struck me is that you helped the other guy that was in camp. Tell us about those circumstances.
Yeah, so for me, I saw it really as almost a replaying of my rookie year when I was in a camp with the Seattle Seahawks during that preseason, and it was me and another veteran guy, and I didn't know anything that was going on. You know, I was brand new to the NFL, and I just didn't know how it worked. And for me, I kind of wish that people, or that someone had shown me kind of, you know, what to do, kind of the ins and outs, you know, tricks of the trade, so to speak. And
but by showing you that,
right,
they would be hurting
themselves. Right, they'd be hurting themselves. And because it is a, you know, only one person can make it. And so when I was put in the same position, I was like, you know what? If I want to live in a world where someone would show me the way, then I have to show someone else the way. Otherwise, it doesn't work. And right now, Marquette is, I think, second in the league right now in his average. So
doing great.
Doing okay.
Great. Yep. Talking to Chris Cluey on Wits, I'm John Moe. You know, there have been a lot of reporting, especially lately on PBS, about head injuries in the NFL and what the NFL knows and what it doesn't know. I feel like the NFL is aware of horrible things happening to players, and yet I tune in every week just to be part of the problem.
Yep. That's the question, isn't it?
Are we at an intractable point with this issue?
Well, it really depends on how we as a society value our entertainment. You know, what is our entertainment worth to us? Is it worth having people getting head trauma later on in life? Is it worth having men with dementia at the age of 45 or 50? You know, is that something we are willing to pay for if we are entertained on Sundays?
I think it's easy to say that it's not worth it.
Right.
And then on Sunday, you kind of drift.
It's like, yeah, football!
Maybe that's the gap that will close one way or the other.
Yeah, and I'm not, you know, I'm not saying it's right or wrong either way. It's something that we all have to decide, is how much value do we place on people living a full, healthy life, you know? And is it worth it to have that potential risk of someone not living that full, healthy life, you know, if it leads to that entertainment and if they're rewarded appropriately?
Chris Cluey, ladies and gentlemen. Our musical guest this week is a singer, songwriter, fiddle player, former member of Nickel Creek. Her latest album is Sun, Midnight Sun. Here's Sarah Watkins.
It's so good to be here. I am such a fan of Wits, and I listen to the podcast regularly. I'm very happy to be playing here with the Witnesses as well. Thanks to everybody for learning these songs.
I remember me.
I remember the night. I remember the sound. I remember the light. When the moon came around, the night flowers bloomed, the air so sweet. I remember you. I remember me. Wish I knew you now, like I knew you then. For hours I'd just sit at your feet and listen. When I want to feel free, I remember you. I remember me. I remember the night. I remember the sound.
Sarah Watkins with John Munson and the Witnesses. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. Coming up, advice from Batman, a spa you can't wait to not visit, and more music from Sarah Watkins. This is Wits. It's a show. I'm John Moe, and I host it. Punter Chris Cluey is here. Non-punter and comedian Dave Hill is here as well. And here once again is Sarah Watkins. Sarah Watkins with John Munson and the Witnesses. Sarah Watkins, welcome to WITS.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
You've been at the Fitzgerald Theater many times before. You're a regular on A Prairie Home Companion. You're the only person other than Garrison Keillor to host that program. Is that right?
That's what I've heard, yes.
Yeah.
Evidently, he was sick once about 40 years ago, and somebody helped him out for a show. But, yeah,
okay.
It's kind of nerve-wracking.
Well, what was that like? I mean, walking into that situation, how do you go about doing that?
Well, I was super nervous, but they kept the structure pretty much the same. Except that I did all the Garrison parts, except for Guy Noir and things like that. Like he wrote the show still, but I felt so bad for the audience because nobody had any idea it was going to happen. Like, they all thought they were going to come see their favorite radio show host.
He looks different.
Their favorite
in
radio show.
Yeah.
And it was not wearing red shoes or a tie. And, I sing the theme song and I read the greetings and I hosted and I had my own guests. And it was crazy. It was nuts. And evidently, also, I speak a little faster than Garrison, so we ran 15 minutes short on live radio.
How did you feel?
There was really
lots of violin
solos. We were just out of all the extra sketches, everything. My brother was there playing guitar on some of my songs, and so we just, played a couple extra songs and talked a little bit. And, yeah. But
go ahead, take that solo, Sean. It'll be okay.
Take another one, big brother. but it was really fun. It was amazing.
And you host a show in Los Angeles, a stage show, and a podcast also with your brother Sean.
Yeah.
I wonder,
everyone in Los Angeles has a podcast. I don't know
right.
if you know that.
It's the law.
But it's true.
You have to have one.
Yeah, it comes with your gym membership.
When you do these shows with your brother or a podcast with your brother, did the dynamic of rivalry and punching each other on the shoulder, I have three young children, so mm-hmm. I'm very interested in
yes.
peacemaking. Did that dynamic from your youth hold over into adulthood, or are you level-headed adults dealing with this now?
Well, we're fairly level-headed. We like to argue on stage because it makes people uncomfortable to see it. And so if we find ourselves going towards an argument, we just instead of opting for the out, we kind of dive in a little bit more sometimes.
Lean into the conflict.
Yeah, we lean in. But Sean and I grew up in Nickel Creek together, so we're very acquainted with getting along in a band format. We've done it all our lives. So we've just realized that it's a little bit more fun to get along. So we sort of yell and fight, and then we get over it pretty quickly.
You get along fine.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of your music, and a lot of your songs are sad. Why? Well, is there more room to run creatively in a sad song? And can sad go more places than happy?
I think that no matter what, a sad song needs to have some redemptive quality or some kind of fight. And likewise, if you're writing an upbeat, happy song, there needs to be some struggle in it. There's no fun in a song that's all red or all blue. There needs to be some contrast in there. And I think sometimes when you're writing an upbeat song, it's harder to incorporate the struggle into this fulfilled place that you're coming from. Whereas when you're in a sad place, a lot of times you're feeling more contemplative and selfish. You start writing, and then there's sometimes some redemption you can build out of that. But it's you'd like there to be some balance in both places. I would love to know how to write an upbeat song, and a fast, happy song.
Well, Dave Hill is one of our guests this evening. Dave, you're a musician.
How do you do it, Dave?
How do you write a happy song?
You just start dancing around and put on a great outfit, and it does the rest.
That's all there is to it. Chris Cluey, how do you write a happy song?
Kick drum on the quarter note.
Oh.
That's all you need.
Ask a punter, you get a kick drum.
Hey-o.
Well, Sarah Watkins, everybody. Sarah, thank you for joining us.
WITS. is proud to present a new advice columnist this week. Please welcome Batman.
2, 3, 4.
Dear Batman, you are great and cool. My brother likes Green Lantern, but he's a dummy. We are teens and had a party, and it got all messy. How do you get red wine stains out of a white carpet before our parents get back from their trip?
Red wine stains are a cowardly lot. I recommend you become a bat or try vinegar. I have a question for you. How is having parents? Sincerely, Batman.
Dear Batman, my boyfriend says he's allergic to cilantro, but he's not. He just doesn't like it. I don't think lying is okay, like, ever. What do you think?
Cilantro's the worst!
Hi, Janie. Wow, you look really relaxed.
Do I? Well, Sarah, I feel relaxed. Do you want to know my secret?
Of course I do.
Dr. Valverde's all-natural insect spa.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jimothy Valverde, the world's leading expert in insect-human relaxation treatments.
I'm sorry, did you say insect spa?
Mm-hmm. Do you like massages?
Who doesn't?
Me too does. But you know what's better than one human masseuse with only 2 hands, only 10 measly fingers?
2 masseuses?
You're close. What about thousands upon thousands of trained spider masseuses? Hands selected and trained by Dr. Valverde himself. All kinds of spiders. Big ones, small ones, really big ones.
You were massaged by spiders?
If it sounds terrifying, that's because it is terrifying. Terrifyingly relaxing and terrifying.
You'll really love my spiders.
I don't know. I'm already a little nervous to have a stranger touch me. I don't know that I'd be able to relax with all those spiders on me.
Oh, I feel like they're still crawling all over me. That's how relaxing it is.
What about manicures? Can they do a simple manicure?
Yes. They have these beetles that know how to eat just the right amount of cuticle.
Beetles?
They're the same beetles museums use to clean the bones of animal skeletons. Only better. They just gnaw it away naturally. How do they know when to stop?
It's weird. Even I don't know how they do it, and I'm a doctor, Dr. Valverde.
I think I would never stop screaming.
I know I didn't. I'm still screaming. Look at how beautiful my nails look!
I'm probably good just sticking with my normal non-insect spa.
That's only because you haven't tried Dr. Valverde's mealworm facial mask.
Oh,
baby.
God.
Sure, I wake up sweating most nights, but my skin has never felt better.
Imagine a handful of mealworms on your face. Now imagine thousands of them.
You and your husband should totally go for the couple's lukewarm oiled caterpillar bath.
Please don't describe it.
Okay. A luxurious claw-footed bathtub big enough for 2, and then they just pour warm, oiled caterpillars all over
you. It's like my nightmares. No.
You're funny.
Dr. Valverde's insect spa. Not a spa for insects, but a spa filled with insects.
You'll feel like you're filled with insects. Mmm.
This is Wits. It's a show. I'm John Moe, and I host it. Punter Chris Cluey is here. Non-punter and comedian Dave Hill is here as well. And here once again is Sarah Watkins.
Pleases you.
it's easy to do. You hold me when you don't want anybody else to. You love me when it pleases you. Stars come out. I walk the roadside. I see him turning around. And you watch them long enough, you might see one fall. Been looking one for too long.
Sarah Watkins with John Munson and The Witnesses. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with comedian and author Dave Hill, singer-songwriter Sarah Watkins, and author and athlete Chris Cluey. And Chris, I understand that in the downtime you've had lately, you did a little television acting, is that right?
Yeah, I did. I was really excited because I got asked to appear on an episode of my absolute favorite show ever, Cop Squadron.
I love Cop Squadron. Wow.
It's weird because I have almost every single episode memorized. Right. And so, you know, I was really looking forward to this. But, you know, I think it turned out really well. I play a rookie.
A rookie. Okay, well, you brought a clip, so let's check it out. Listen, rookie, we're about to interrogate what we call a tough nut to crack. So let me take the lead in there.
You sure?
Yeah, I've been on the job for a while. Not too long, not too short. I'm the perfect age for this stuff. Not to mention, I'm the best there is.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Johnson, is it?
Yeah.
Wow, you are the best there is.
Yeah, I'm just getting warmed up, rookie. The odds are stacked against you, Johnson. Save yourself a world of pain. Confess to burning down the mini golf course and everything will go much easier for you.
You got him on the ropes.
Quiet, rookie. What do you say, Johnson?
No.
Oh, man.
It's not over.
It's not?
No. I'm going to give you one more chance, Johnson. Admit what you did. Admit it now or it's going to be hardball. Hardball, Johnson.
I didn't do anything.
Okay, we'll do it the hard way. Where were you last night?
Yeah, I'm not telling.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
Sorry.
Pretty please.
No.
Let me finish my pretty please part.
No need.
With sugar on top is what I was going to say.
Still no dice.
You're telling me you're not telling me anything?
No.
No, you are telling me something?
No.
No, you're not telling me that you're not telling me anything?
No.
So you are telling me something?
No.
So you're telling me something?
No.
And you mean yes?
No.
To my original question, you mean yes?
No.
Come on.
No way.
No way?
None way.
There's got to be some way.
I can't think of any.
Let's talk about something else then.
Like what?
Where were you last night?
Not telling.
Just tell.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
All right, rookie, this is getting us nowhere. This nut may be too hard to crack.
Can I take a turn?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Hey, Johnson, where were you last night?
Yeah, right. I'm not telling. I thought I made that clear.
Okay, that's fine. Just checking. Let's go, officer.
What? That's fine?
I don't care where you were last night.
But I was somewhere really interesting.
Sorry, Johnson. That window's closed. Go tell it on the mountain.
I mean, come on. Let me just tell you, and then we'll see.
I don't know.
Please. I mean, as a favor.
Okay, fine, I'll listen, but you owe me one.
Thank you. I was at the mini golf course.
Yawn.
Burning it down. And then I stole those 11 hot air balloons and used them in that unsolved series of improbable bank heists.
Aha! Nice one, rookie.
Oh, you got it out of me, and I didn't even realize you were doing it. You're good, copper.
And you're going to jail, Firebug.
Wow, impressive work, rookie. Not bad for a newbie.
I'm not new. Did you think I was new? I'm not. I've been a detective for about 5 years. I don't have your experience, but I'm not new.
You're a rookie, everybody says. You even said it when we first met.
No.
You said, hello, I'm a rookie.
I'm a rookie. Aaron Rookie, it's my name. It's Dutch.
Oh.
Yeah, and I never realized introducing myself as a rookie might make people think I'm new.
Well, when you've been around longer, you'll think of stuff like that.
I've been around.
I forgot.
You made a rookie mistake.
That works on two levels. Chris Cluey as a rookie, me as Koppel, Dave Hill as Mr. Johnson. Lots more to come. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with author and athlete Chris Cluey, comedian and author Dave Hill, and singer-songwriter Sarah Watkins.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock.
Song correspondences. Letters between Mayor Grace Slick and the head of the Rock and Rollsburg Civil Engineering Department. Dear Mayor Slick, I know we built this city on rock and roll. That's the problem. Another overpass collapsed today. Not surprising, given that it was built entirely out of electric guitars. I think we need to realize rock and roll is no basis for a city. Madam Mayor, are you familiar with the engineering term hoopla? It's a nicer way of saying raw sewage, and it's a big problem. See, the sewers were built out of drum kits and amplifiers, and they don't hold things. So now we're fighting a losing battle against hoopla.
Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fights. Too many runaways, eating up the nights.
I know there have been runaway costs with trying all night to fix the hoopla, but look, I have a list of corporations that could come in and rebuild our city out of concrete, steel, things that are better than rock and roll for our city infrastructure.
Someone always playing corporation games. Who cares? They're always changing corporation names. We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page.
If I may, Mayor Slick, I think you're making too much of whether a corporation changes its name and too little of our knee-deep hoopla issue. And I'm sorry, if you as mayor just want to dance here, that is the definition of irresponsible. We need to make some changes. Do you have any questions for me?
Who counts the money underneath the bar? Who rides the wrecking ball into our guitar? Tell us you need us, 'cause we're a ship of fools looking for America, coming through your schools.
Oh, okay, well, it sounds like you're pretty high right now, Mayor Slick, so I'm gonna just talk to you later. Jeff Marconi, City Engineering Department. Hold on, I can't help listening to the radio. We're not legally allowed to turn it off. And the Mamba isn't even a thing. Also, why did you make us call all the airplanes starships? It should be airplane, not starship. Starship is a stupid name. This city sucks. I'm moving to Polkaburg.
Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
John Munson and the witnesses there, Janie Winterbauer as Grace Slick.
Dear Batman, I love entertaining in my home, but now the ladies in my tea group are taking advantage of my hospitality. I'm happy to invite them over once a month, but they expect me to host them every week. I only have 3-finger sandwich recipes, and no one ever stays to help clean up. How do I break the news without breaking my ties with the group? Thanks in advance of the answer.
Listen, Riddler, I see right through your ruse. You go ahead and show up at the Gotham Narrows at midnight, like this letter implies, and I will break a question mark off over your head so hard you won't be able to think of another puzzle ever again. So... if you have questions you want Batman to answer, real life advice, go to witsradio.org/Batman. Kids, get your parents' permission and be glad you have parents.
This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with singer-songwriter Sarah Watkins, author and athlete Chris Cluey. Dave Hill is a comedian. He's a regular on This American Life, where his stories have included being the target of bottles of urine. He plays in the band Valley Lodge, whose latest album is called Use Your Weapons. He's the author of the critically acclaimed book of essays, Tasteful Nudes. Welcome, Dave Hill.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, Dave, this is your second appearance on Wits. You appeared a while back in a non-speaking role.
Yeah.
You came all the way from New York to St. Paul to play a guitar solo, essentially, in a Nico Case cover of Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast.
Yeah. It was a non-speaking face-melting role.
And we loved having you here, but I thought, why do that? Why fly all the way to play a guitar solo?
I'm in the heat-bringing business. I don't know. So Nico Case asked you to play Iron Maiden, so I can get on a plane.
That's what you do. You yeah. obey. Is that the power of rock? How powerful is rock and roll?
It's bigger than the both of us.
Yeah.
It's great. That you know, it's very powerful. Tight pants, the whole thing. It's great.
Dave Hill, everybody. Support for Wits provided by artichokes, the food that isn't worth the effort. And by the MacArthur Sarcastic Genius Grant Foundation, providing grants for geniuses all the dumb time. Way to go, genius, you got a grant. Not really. Support for Wits also comes from Rotisserie Chicken, perfect for when you want to eat something the exact same size and shape as a newborn baby.
Hi, I'm Dave Hill, rock and roll sensation and idol of teens. I'm also a winter hat year-round guy. Blizzard conditions, I wear a winter hat. Brisk fall day, winter hat. Hot, humid, 100-degree summer afternoon, winter f***ing hat. Swimming, winter hat. You say, Dave, that doesn't make sense. Why wear a hat when it'll make your head uncomfortable and sweaty? To that I say, I'm sorry, Dad. I guess I'm not my dad, Dad. Like you, Dad. How are you, Dad? Us winter hat year-round guys have had enough of society's expectations, and our headwear tells you that. We don't think outside the box. We say, why is this box even here? And then we burn the box and kick it while it's on fire. And we're wearing our winter hats. So the next time you see someone wearing a winter hat in a climate that seems incongruous, just know that person is one of us and is way too awesome for you to understand. And that's the point. And hey, even if we sweat profusely most of the year and are incredibly itchy and uncomfortable, that's the price we pay for being amazing. This message brought to you by the American Winter Hat Year-Round Council. Sorry for blowing your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Watkins.
so far away, but I'm still here, not afraid. So we bring grass and to choose. Friends faded out of view, and my ivory skin still croons, and my love for him goes through and through. He said my hand, and then he set it free. And he still got my heart hidden away from me. I can't walk away, I won't let it be. My love is under lock and key. My love is under lock and key. My love is under lock and key.
Sarah Watkins with John Munson and the Witnesses. Well, I'm so glad we finally connected. I mean, offline, this is my favorite restaurant.
It's great. You know, I've never done the online dating thing before, but I figured, what's the worst that could happen, right? Yeah. Your profile was really funny.
Oh, thanks. I'm kind of a comedy nerd. I do open mic stand-up, and I also...
Hey, folks! Ready to order, or you need a few minutes?
Well, actually, I was wondering if you could give me a suggestion.
Well, the Southwestern Chicken... Why are you standing up?
Well, no, not that kind of suggestion. How about the name of your first pet?
My what?
Oh, forget it. I'll use the whole restaurant. Folks, I need a suggestion. The name of your first pet. Yeah, lady at that table over there.
Pumpkin!
Pumpkin, great. Okay, Steve, Gretchen, will you join me over here by my table? We'll say that this is our stage.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. Yeah, do this.
All right,
it's gonna
here
be
we go.
Great.
Oh, God, is this improv?
You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. We're semi-professionals.
You, sir, at the far table, what do you do for a living?
I'm a mortician.
Awesome! And what's your favorite song?
10th Avenue Freeze Out.
Okay, so we have a mortician named Pumpkin and 10th Avenue Freeze Out. Folks, we're the Improvables, and you are about to see a totally improvised scene based on your suggestions. No script. We're going to make it up on the spot. Here we go.
Hello there. My pumpkin is dead.
Good news. I'm a mortician.
Sure is cold in here on 10th Avenue. I'm freezing.
End scene. Wow. Totally improvised. Thank you. Now, I would like from the audience a situation that could be awkward.
John, please, please don't do this. We're on a date at a restaurant.
Okay. The situation is on a date at a restaurant. Go.
Wow, my date sure is late to this restaurant.
Hello, I'm the president. President Robot.
Hold it right there. Blam, blam, you're dead.
Oh no, you killed President Robot.
And scene. Again, no scripts.
Okay, you know, I'm gonna go.
Wait, I'm sorry, Eliza, I'm really sorry. It's just you responded to my profile and you thought I was funny, so I brought my improv group.
The Improvables.
The Improvables. Thursday nights at 11:15 on the Hudson Theater second stage. Find us on Tumblr, along on our date. But I now realize this was a big mistake. Can we just try again?
Okay.
Okay.
I guess it's sweet that she wanted to impress me. I'll stay.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I just want to say your improv group is fantastic. Are you two ready to order?
I'm sorry. I was just a little distracted. I don't...
Freeze! John, you're out.
Oh, okay. Eliza, you're on a date with Steve's character now.
Hi, I'm a firefighter with a marshmallow addiction.
No, John, don't do this to me.
It's not my fault, Eliza. Steve tagged me out.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
Freeze!
Are you telling me to freeze?
Move. You have to move. Move now. Move.
No.
You have to. I said freeze.
I'm
Those
not
are
playing.
The rules.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Gretchen. Gretchen, she doesn't understand that she's in an improv scene. Eliza, I'm going to get you out of there. I'll save you. Oh. Gretchen, you stabbed
you
me.
You shouldn't have gotten in the way.
I'm confused. John, John, are you really bleeding profusely, or is this just part of the thing?
It's real. I wasn't tagged into the scenes. I knew the risks. I'm dying.
It's okay. I'm a doctor. I can save you.
Really?
No, it's just me, the waiter. I just thought this looked like fun.
You guys are so talented.
Oh, thanks. I really felt in the moment when I stabbed him.
Freeze! Oh, I see there's a log here in the forest.
I'm calling 911.
Don't. I'm a log. He made me a log, so I have to lie here. Logs can't go to hospitals, Eliza.
So you're just going to die?
If I must, improv is very, very important. Yes. And
he's dead.
I did nothing wrong. I was in the moment.
But John was the one who would say "and scene" to end the improv. So now the improv can never end. Our lives will be one long series of suggestions and comically unlikely scenarios.
If you should meet us, you will think us simply very needy weirdos, not realizing we are theater artists, for we are...
The Improbables!
Sarah Watkins as Eliza, me as John, Chris Cluey as the waiter, Dave Hill as Steve, Janie Winterbauer as Gretchen and Lady, John Munson as Man. A lot of people help make WITS happen, thanks to our broadcast engineers Rob Byers and Johnny Vince Evans, coordinating producer Hans Buto, and Fitzgerald Theater staff Tom Campbell, Alan Freckman, and Dan Zimmerman. We're on Twitter, at WITS, on Facebook, just look for us, and on the World Wide Web, witsradio.org. You can get information there on past and future shows. All of our shows are podcasts on iTunes. Check us out, write a review if you could. WITS is written by me and Ben Acker, Allison Augusty and Lauren McGuire, Wendy Molyneux and Jeff Drake, and Mike Fotis. Our music director is John Munson. He's joined, as always, by The Witnesses, Steve Rome, Joe Savage, Richard Medick, and Janie Winterbauer. Thanks to our musical guests, Sarah Watkins, and Dave Hill and Chris Cluey. Our executive producer is Peter Clowney. WITS was created by our guru of staged events, Tony Boll, senior producer Larissa Anderson, and me. I'm John Moe. Bye now.